Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Friday, the something of January, and Jesus is Lord. It's a grey, rainy day here in Massachusetts. I've been to the gym here, back and had a shower, recording some videos, and then off to Panera Bread to do some work and drink some coffee. So, hey, in a moment, I want to share a few thoughts about warfare and worship, the warfare of worship. And particularly in the realm of healing. So continue watching if you're interested in that. Let me mention a few quick things. If you're on YouTube, when I hit the subscribe button down there. Also, if you're a podcast listener, we have a daily audio podcast, link below. I have an email newsletter I'll be sending out later today with news, travel news, different things like that, and where I'll be, what I'm reading, different things. Lastly, I have a new online kind of monthly subscription with my ministry school, where every month we're putting out about 25 different videos and also a live session with students in different countries, Q&A, teaching, ministry, mentoring via Zoom. So check that out. All the links are below. This weekend, Sunday morning, I'll be in Massachusetts, Sunday afternoon in Connecticut. Monday, I'm flying to London. I'm going to be in London, Wales, Lake District area, and northwest, kind of Liverpool, Cheshire area of the UK. I have a date open if any church or group wants to host me on the, I believe it's the Wednesday or Thursday. Drop me a line and I can talk to you about that. Good. Hey, let's talk about warfare and worship if we can for a few moments. And I believe this is actually really important. One of the challenges of faith that frankly all of us will go through at times is that place where we, let's say we believe we have received. We've come to God's word, we've known what God's will is, we've reached out in faith and we believe the thing, by faith the thing is done. We've cursed the fig tree, if you will, Mark 11, and we believe by faith the tree is dead. When in reality, in the meanwhile, on the planet Zog, in the real world, the tree is still alive. In the real world, the tumor is still there. The pain is there. The financial needs haven't yet been met, as it will. And we are often, as it were, caught betwixt two, between what we believe and what we've yet to see happen. I don't like that word manifest, but you understand what I mean, to see manifest release happen in the world. Jesus said, what things you desire, at the moment you pray, believe you have received them, and then you'll see them happen. And sometimes we're in between, believe we have received, and seeing it happen. Jerry Savelle preached a message years ago on the going from amen to there it is. And what do we do? I think a lot of people get as far as the amen and fail on the journey to, and there it is. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, Timothy, there are some who've made shipwreck of the faith. In effect, Paul was saying, it's like a ship has begun a journey with the destination in mind. And in the midst of the journey, storms, different things hit the ship, maybe a rock hit the ship, and the ship has sunk. And our faith is like that, as a point of departure, a destination in faith. And sometimes we go through the trial of our faith, James chapter 1, and sink rather than make it through all the way there. And there's a warfare of faith. If anybody ever told you, I think faith is simple, but I don't think it's always easy. And I think at times there is a warfare you go through in the midst of those two things. My biggest struggle with this is I'll see Christians who are in that kind of mid position. What they often do is they say, well, I've done my part. It's like we're playing chess and I've made my move and I'm just waiting for God to move. And that is, every time I see somebody, well, I'm just waiting for the manifestation of the healing. I believe I've got it. And when God's ready, he'll heal me. And I go, oh no. You know, what song do you want us to sing at the service? Because you're never going to receive it that way. We don't wait for God, we wait on God. And there are things we need to do in between the amen and the there it is. I want to give you one of them today. I believe one of the greatest ways we can accelerate and hasten the day of the Lord, our day of the Lord, as we wait for something, is in worship. And I believe there is a warfare in worship. Let me read you a psalm. I didn't mean to do this, but psalm... Don't you love the word of God? Psalm 140, I believe it's 149, maybe 148. Psalm 149 verse 5 says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory." That's me. "Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and the two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind the kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on the principalities and powers the written judgment of God. This honor have all of the saints." And I just want to say that to you as an encouragement today. Maybe you're living in between amen and there it is. Maybe you're living in between amen, oh me, oh my, and there it is. There's a power in worship that will cause an acceleration within you, that will cause, at times, I believe it's like Satan is exerting all of his pressure, the storm, the trial of your faith, if you will, on us. He wants us to cast away our confidence, which has great recompense of reward. And there's that battle going on in the spirit world, if you will, like Job chapter 1, that we're not seeing. And I tell you guys, when you will stand there with the pain, the tumor, the unmet need, the child far from God, whatever the situation may be, and just praise and say, "God, I'm not seeing it yet, but I praise you." In 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat is attacked by three armies from three different directions, and he comes before the Lord and says, "There's no might, there's no power in our hand to win, and we don't know what to do." And God tells him, "Send the worshippers out before." And I tell you, as we worship in the midst of confusion, as we worship in the midst of lack, as we worship in the midst of situations that we don't know what's going on, breakthrough will occur. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Let us offer unto God the sacrifice." Notice that word, sacrifice, of praise. "The fruit of lips, confessing," homologio, "to his name." So there's something about giving God a sacrifice of praise. And a sacrifice means something that costs you something. It's going to cost you. And at times you've got to praise when you're not feeling it. Praise God for that healing when you're not seeing it happen. Stand and praise and watch what God will do. Selah. Hope that's a help to you guys. So go do. Let's step into, let's be worship warriors and step into radical spirit-filled worship this day. Thanks for watching. Again, I'll have a Q&A session out later today. 5 questions there. Check out my ministry school, YouTube channel, podcasts, churches, all of the above. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you guys. And bye for now.